Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Oh, hallelujah. That was a wonderful moment. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. And I stand before you today because God is so good. First and foremost, I want to thank God for the opportunity he has given me to be the woman he's using in this hour to bring you a word. And this word is his word. I cannot forget to give thanks, to give honor, and to show my gratitude to my pastors who have trusted me with this very big day. I thank you, Reverend Reuben. I thank you, Apostle Joyce. Thank you for believing in me when actually I didn't believe in myself. You have believed in me. You have encouraged me. You have taught me. You have nurtured me. You have been parents to me, like my parents, literally. What can I say to you? I am truly grateful. I am truly grateful. So I thank you for giving me this opportunity. But I came to talk about the goodness of God. That's not the title of my message. But just to say, to begin with, God is good. Me standing before you is a testimony that God can use anyone. So I have come to encourage someone today that if you think you're not the woman for this hour, for this day, for this season, if you think you're not the man or the young person for this time, for your generation, you may need to go into the presence of God again. Because I truly believe that before I finish my message to you today, you will have realized that you are able to do anything and everything. Because when I tell you that standing here is a testimony that God can use anybody, that is true. Hallelujah. Why do I say that? I say that because I wrestled a lot with self-doubt. I wrestled a lot with fear. I think self-doubt caused the fear. Not believing that I can do things, not believing that I can lead you in prayer, not believing that I can minister to you, not believing that I can come here and say anything of substance to you. And for a very long time, I can say many years, I believed that. I was deceived. I believed that. But as years went on, as I read the Word of God, I met some men, great men in the Bible, that have encouraged me and brought a revelation that I pray that each one of us today will take home with us. And I mean that, take home with us, I pray to God. I read in Exodus, I read about Moses in chapter 3 and chapter 4. You can go on. But Moses, God the Lord called Moses. And he tells Moses, I want to send you back to Egypt to bring my people home. And Moses, who had encountered God in a burning bush, Moses, who had heard the voice of God tell him, loose your shoelaces, take off your shoes, for the place you stand is holy ground. Moses had encountered God. But even with that, he still doubted himself. So Moses says to God, Lord, why me? Why are you choosing me? Why do you think that I'm the right person to go to Egypt to bring your children home? And don't you remember that I'm slow in speech, in tongue? I'm not eloquent, neither before, nor since. Why don't you know God? And the Lord said to Moses, I will certainly be with you. I will certainly be with you. I want you to remember that. I will certainly be with you. And then I met another man called Jeremiah. When the Lord called Jeremiah, very quickly Jeremiah said, Oh Lord, I cannot speak. Do you not know? I can't speak. Even before the Lord said what he wanted to say, Jeremiah was already telling the Lord, I cannot speak. And not only that, I am too young. And the Lord told Jeremiah, do not say you're too young. Do not say you are youth. Because you're going to have to go and tell the people whatever I command you to tell them. Do not be afraid. And once again he tells him, I will be with you. I will be with you. So when I looked, these are great men, as you all know. So I was like, oh God. The things that stood out for me was these men had their doubts, had their fears. But the Lord was not about that. And that was me. Like them, like Moses, like Jeremiah. I found that I have the same fears. I doubt myself. But then I also know that my God has said to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if he is with me, like he used them to accomplish the mission he wanted them to accomplish, he will use me if I step out in faith. He will use me the same way he used Moses. He will use me the same way he used Jeremiah. If I step out, if only I can step out. So today I have come to challenge you, to stir you up. Will you step out? Will you step out? And the title of my message today is Let God Steer Your Will. To do that, you will need to let things down. You will need to give everything, to surrender your fears, your doubts. You'll need to do that. So, John, I want you to start thinking as I'm beginning to preach. Start thinking about what is that that has been your, we call them my insecurities, my problems, my issues. We have even owned them. What are those things you think they have become part of you and you have become part of them and you are inseparable with them? I want you to think about those things. And as I bring the word of God to us, will you lay them down? Will you lay them down today and step out in faith? Step out while you're still afraid. Step out while you're still in fear. Step out while you don't understand yet. Step out. But you cannot step out until First, you have recognized what the problem is. What is it you're holding on to? You cannot step out until you realize it's a hindrance. It's been hindering you for years. And I'm talking from experience. I know how I got comfortable. Somehow you get comfortable with your fears. You want to go, you would rather keep thinking about them. You would rather keep meditating on them. You would rather stay there. You would rather make a bed there and meditate on them. But no, that is not God's way. That is deception from the enemy. The Lord is calling us today. Step out while you're still in fear. Step out today. Step out and the Lord will use you mightily. He will use you to do great and mighty things you have not thought of, you have not dreamt of before. Hallelujah. So if it is doubt like me, I want you to think about it. If it is fear, if you are full of unforgiveness, that's a very big one. If it's resentment, if it's bitterness and rage and anger, negative experiences, if it is your insecurities, you know them. Yes, it can even be success. You say success, yes. You can be stuck in your success and you don't see the future. You don't see beyond that. So, because even as successful as we are, or maybe, we still need to see beyond our success. Why? Because God requires us to see beyond our where we are. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 43 in the New King James Version, please. Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19. Hallelujah. This word says, the word of the Lord says in Isaiah 43. Yes. Verses 18 to 19. Please. And the word of God says, yes. Yes. 18. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Praise Jesus. This is a scripture I want to ponder on for a moment. God says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. But before he does this new thing, he has let you know that you need first forget the former things. You need first to forget the past, your history. Do not consider the things that, do not consider your past. Do not consider your pains. Do not consider your insecurities. Do not consider your doubts. Don't consider your fears, because I am about to do a new thing. But you're going to need to let go of whatever you're holding on to, because that is in the past. That is history to me. For me to do something new, you're going to have to let go of these things. That's why I was asking you. Think of those things. What is it you've been holding on to? What is that? What is that you've been holding on to? Child of God, you see, the word of God is so beautiful. And my words are not even doing it justice. I'm sure there is a better way to say it better. The word of God is so awesome. It is what it is. If he says, forget the former things before I do this new thing, that is it. So if we don't forget the former things, if we don't let go of the old, if we don't surrender everything we are holding on to, if we don't give him our all, child of God, we will not see, we will not behold. Because he says, behold, I will do. Behold, I will do a new thing. And just because you don't think I can do it, let me first show you that I'm great God. I'm a great God because I will make a road in the wilderness. Just in case you doubted, I will also make rivers in the desert. So that's how big I am. So believe me when I say forget the former things. Believe me when I tell you surrender whatever it is you're holding on to. Because I'm a great and mighty God. You can trust me. You can trust me with your life. You can trust me with your fears. You can trust me with your marriage. You can trust me with your children. You can trust me with your addictions. You can trust me with that hard sin that you can't get off. That you keep going forth and back. You know, you can trust me with anything because I am this great God. Praise Jesus. We serve a mighty God. I love this God. I love him. I love him with all my heart. I love him. When I say I love him with everything in me. Because he's so true. He's so faithful. He's so loving. He's so merciful. He's so gentle. He's so forgiving. He's so amazing. He's an awesome God. I can't love him enough. I can't love him enough. I don't even know how much I love him. But I know one thing, that I love him. And I've made my resolve. I'm not going to look back. I love God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I want us to read that scripture in the Message version. I wrote it here. In the Message, it says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I am making a road through a desert, rivers in the badlands. Here God is telling you and me, don't keep going over history. You don't need that. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. It's not helping you to make the right decision. Forget about history. Why do I need you to forget about history? Because I want you to be alert. If you don't let go of your history, you won't be alert. If you don't let go of that replaying tape of what you have been through, what you've experienced, those children, that situation, those circumstances, never-ending cares of this world, if you can't let go of that, you cannot be alert, and you will not be present. Trust me, there could be people in this room or even online that where, since I started preaching, they haven't been alert. They haven't been present. But they're watching me, but they are not alert. And they are not present in the moment. And when you're not alert, when you're not present in the moment, you have missed everything. Or you will miss most of what is being taught. Praise Jesus. That's why it is important to forget our past. A matter of fact, I don't think you can forget things that have happened to you, but you can release them, surrender them. You go to them as a point of reference. That's why I say you can't forget. Like if I went through something, I'm not going to forget it. My memory will have it, but I'm not going to go and sit down and start thinking on it and start meditating on it and start, oh God, why did I have to go through that? Now, that is what the Lord doesn't want us to do. As a point of reference, you can do that, but will you surrender? Don't let it steal your future. We have let our past suffocate our future, suffocate our tomorrow, suffocate our destinies, suffocate our callings. We have let the history, our history, suffocate our destinies. And God is saying, behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, my child, behold, I'm going to do something brand new. It's going to burst out. Will you not see it? And he means it. But you have got to forget your past. So, did you lose a job? Behold, I am about to do a new thing. Is your marriage on the rocks? Behold, I am about to do a new thing. It's called restoration. Did they reduce your wages and salary instead of increasing it? Behold, I am about to do something new in your life. Is it the children that are a problem you're worried about? Behold, I am about to do something new. I don't know what it is. Is it your finances? Is it pain? Is it sickness? Is it the husband that left you? Is it the wife that is scaring to leave you? Behold, I am about to do a new thing. Jesus, will you let me steer your will? Will you give me that which is lezi katala mo ziyalala bahataya? Will you give it to me? Will you lay it down? Will you lay it at my feet and trust me? Will you look to me because I am your present help in time of need? Will you bring it to me? Will you put it on my throne? Will you cast your fears on me? You know the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus? All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry. Everything, not some things. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I love that song because I realized I had carried on too much, needlessly. If only I had known that I could take it to God in prayer, that I had done it in time, I wouldn't have suffered so much and for so long emotionally, psychologically, mentally, physically. And I'm here so passionately wanting you to hear this word of the Lord, that you will no longer stay in that place, in that prison, in those chains. I tell you, they are chains, and you don't realize that they are chains until you come out. You don't realize that you are in prison until you step out. You won't realize that you are blinded by those things until you come out of that comfort zone of your boat. You won't realize. Your help is in God. Your solution is in God. Your answer is in God. Everything you will ever need, everything is in God. And that God is your God too. Thank you, Jesus. Everything you need is in Him. I want you to think about what I've said so far. Think about it. Are you really thinking about it? Are you taking it seriously? It is my prayer that today you will not come here and listen to God speaking to you through me and go back the same way you came. It is my prayer that today your heart and mind, soul and body will be impacted, restored, transformed and changed, renewed in Jesus' name. Because I came here to give God the glory. And if I don't impact your heart, if I don't help you today, I don't think I would have done him a good work, a good job. I am not depending on me. I'm not depending on anything in me. I came here today knowing that he is the one that's going to carry me through this 1 hour. He is the one who is going to speak through me. He will even give me the words. He will even give me the direction. I came here depending on God. So don't hear me speak anything and think that's Sean speaking to me. No, child of God. God, your God has sent me today to speak these words to you. And I believe it is for a reason. And a very good reason. Praise Jesus. So have you thought of letting go? Giving him the key. Give him the key. Because these things have robbed you of your dreams. They have robbed you of your destinies. They have robbed you of your visions. They have robbed you of your hope. You're no longer hoping because you're embedded in these insecurities, in these things you have no solutions about. You don't even have an answer, but you're holding on to them anyway. Why should you hold on to those things? Let go and let God. Praise Jesus. Let God be your God. You see, I know there are people seated there watching me wherever you are. You might even be here. And you're like, oh, Sean, you don't know. You don't know how long I have waited on God. You don't know how long I have trusted in God. You don't know how long. You don't really understand what I've been through. You're talking of forgiveness, but you don't know what that woman, that man did to me. You don't understand my pain. But yes, that is true. And I agree with you 100%. I truly do not know. I do not have to know. Because today, I came here with the good news of him who knows, the only one who should know your pain, the only one who sees your tears before you go to bed, the only one I came with the good news with him who sees your pain every night, who sees you crying yourself to sleep, who sees your unspoken pain day in, day out. I have brought you the good news of the only one man who is supposed to know what you're going through. So I don't have to know. Don't be scared about that. Because I don't know and I will never know. But I am carrying a word of God. I am carrying good news. I am carrying the news of God that changes anything, that is able to heal you, that is able to transform you, that is able to repair you, that is able to renew your mind, soul, and body. I came carrying that word, a word of hope. That's why I am here. That's why I am here. So I know I don't know. I agree, I do not know. But if you remain blinded by these things, you will not be able to embrace the new. You will not be able to embrace what is before you. You will not even see it. You have stopped dreaming because you're still in the past. You have stopped seeing because you're still holding on to the past. Things that do not benefit us, things that do not usher us into the new, into what God has for us. Praise Jesus. Let go and let God. Let God be your all. I came to say, let God be. Let God be your God. Allow him today to steer your will. Will you trust him with your will? Will you trust him with your will? Will you trust God with your will? We must lay this down. we must lay it down. We have to lay these things down. You have to come to a moment where you say, enough is enough. I think I have steered my wheel for years. I am not going anywhere. I realize that. I know that now. I think I'm going to give it a shot. Afraid, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to lay it at His feet. I'm going to put it on His throne. I'm going to let go and let God steer my wheel. You must come to a point where you say, enough is enough of me trying and getting nowhere. Trying and seeing the same results. Trying and not seeing anything new or anything different. Philippians, Paul says in Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So this is telling me that this business of forgetting the things which are behind has been here since Adam. We must forget if we are going to press forward. We must forget tomorrow if we are going. We must forget yesterday if we are going to see our tomorrow. We must forget our last year, 2020, if we want to be ushered into 2021. There are people, including me, who are holding on to things that happened 10 years ago. They can't let go of those things. They still haven't forgiven that person, that friend who betrayed them. And yes, they did betray you. It is true. Your friend betrayed you, and that's so painful. By the look on my face, I think you can see that I have a clue about that. Friends can betray you, and that hurts so bad. Friends will betray you, and that's so painful. Your children can do things, and you're like, oh God. We've been hurt by family members. Words were spoken by family members, by relatives to you, and you've never let go. Things that have happened to us when we were growing up, and we are still harboring those things. But if we don't let go of those things, we are not going to behold the new thing. Because God is crying out today, behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth, child of God, because I'm also able to make rivers in the wilderness and through the desert. I am able. I am a big God. Will you trust me with your life? Will you trust me with that pain? Will you trust me with each and everything? You must let go of these things. You must let go of these things. We must let go of these things. If we are going to move forward, we must let go. I am pausing because I want my words to sink in. And I believe I'm not in control of my life. I believe the Spirit of God is doing it intentionally. Selah, think on what I'm saying to you. The plans of God for us are not always easy. They are not always easy. You would have thought He wants to take me through Northern Line, so I'm going to find all the trains working. There'll be no closures. And you're like, but God, you told me to go to use the Northern Line today. But why is it closed? It's not always easy. It's not always comfortable. But His ways are above our ways. We're going to have to trust him. We have no choice. This is the one thing I have realized. I have no choice but to trust God. Child of God, you have no choice but to trust God. And until you get to that resolve in you, in your heart, your mind and soul, body and everything that you are, you're going to lose so much. You're going to lose a lot in God. You're going to lose so much of what God has for you. You don't want to lose anymore. We cannot lose any longer. Praise Jesus. Oh, we cannot lose any longer. How do we say we love him more than anything when we are holding on to those things? How do we come and worship him in spirit and in truth when we are still holding on to these things? You cannot worship God in truth when you're singing, "I surrender all. I surrender all." But you have not forgiven someone. But you are full of resentment. But you're thinking about that sister next to you that you don't want to look at her face. "Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all. Oh, to you, my blessed Savior, I surrender all." That's not in truth. That's not honest. We can't come to God and lie. We can't lie to him. Forgive us, God, where we have come to you, raised the hands and lied to you. Forgive us, God. I have done it before. Forgive us, God. Jesus, forgive us. We have lied to you. We have come and sung songs without thinking about what we are singing. And we are lying. We say we have surrendered. We say we are worshiping you in truth and in spirit. But we are lying ourselves because we can't lie to you, Jesus. We cannot lie to you, God. Abba, Father, forgive us. Oh, forgive us. And we come and say, "I give myself away." We need to think about those songs when we come before God. And you tell him you're giving himself, yourself away, and you lift your arms, you lift your hands up, and you actually mean it, you're even passionate, but you actually haven't forgiven probably most of yourself away. And it doesn't matter how little the percentage you're not giving away is. When you say, "I give myself away," when you say, "I surrender all," in worship, it must be true. It must be all. Because he requires nothing less. Praise Jesus. Oh, we serve a beautiful God. We serve a beautiful God. We serve a beautiful God. Friends, if you can give him your everything, you will come face to face with this beauty, with his beauty. You will come face to face with his love. You will come face to face with this intimacy with him that your life will long for forever. And you will not want to compare that with anything. You cannot compare it to anything. The goodness of God cannot be compared to anything. You will want to be there. You will want to dwell there. No wonder he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High We must dwell in that place. We must dwell in that place. In Genesis chapter 12, God, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Yes, please. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. Think about that. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Let me stop there. God says to Abraham, get out of your country. Get out of your country. Leave your family. Leave your father's house. Prepare to go into a land that I'm going to show you. And now verse 2 is when he tells Abraham what he's going to do in his life for him after he has done what is in verse 1. How easy could that have been for Abraham? How easy could that have been for you? How easy could that be for me? But realize the common thread here from the beginning of my message. You have to leave to get what God has for you. You're going to have to leave some things. You're going to have to leave some comfortable places. And this could even be your family. This could be your friends. This could be people you truly value. But you're going to have to leave certain things if God is going to bless you. If God is going to give you what you're asking for, to get you into your destiny, to show you your life's purpose. So, God says to Abraham, get out of your country, leave your family, and leave your father's house. I'm going to show you a land that I want you to go. And then when you have done that, in verse 2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing, Abraham. But first, you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to leave the familiar. You're going to have to leave your family. You're going to have to leave what you love. You're going to have to leave what you thought was more important to you. You're going to have to leave everything you called yours. You're going to have to leave your belongings. You're going to have to leave your kinsmen. Abraham, you're going to have to leave. For me to bless you, you first are going to leave. Because where I'm taking you, I don't want you to come with this. I don't want you to come with this weight. I don't want you to come with this distraction. That's how he sees it. Everything you're holding on is a distraction to you, is a distraction to me. It is weight that you don't need. And God is calling us out. Come out and I'll bless you. Come out and I'll make you a great woman. Come out and I'll make you a great man. Come out, young people. God is going to make you great. But you need to come out. Before you can behold, before you can see, you need to let go. You must come out. You must let go. You must let go of the things. Think about that. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. Probably it's not what Abraham expected. Imagine if God told you that today. I don't think you would be expecting that from God. But because we already know that we have no choice but to trust him, when he calls us out, we must come out. So I am here to challenge you to step out. You're scared? Step out in faith. Do it while you're still afraid. Try it out while you still don't understand. Get out of your comfort zone when you don't know where you're actually going. Get out. Take your first step in faith, because it is all about trusting God. It is all about trusting him, him alone. We must step out. We must step out. We must step out to pursue the deep of God, to pursue his promises, to pursue our life's purpose. We must step out to pursue our destiny, to even walk into our destinies. We're going to have to step out. Jesus. Someone online, you're listening to me. Yes, you need to step out too. You're going to need to surrender. Anything that's not of God, anything you know is not of God, let it go. Ask him to let it out of you. If you don't know how to do it, just surrender it. Just surrender it. You can tell him the truth. I don't know how to do it, Lord, but I surrender it. I give you my heart because it is all he needs. Stop meditating on the things that have tormented you for years. The bitterness, the anger, the rage, the wrong relationships, the marriages that went wrong, and we are still meditating on that. For what? There is no gain. There is no gain. Saints, there is no gain in that. The only gain is in God. The only true gain is in trusting God. Because he alone is able to turn your situation around, and you will not be able to remember your past. Only God can do that. So today, will you start thinking on the things that are good, that are just, that are noble, that are true, that are lovely? Will you start to think on those things that are of a good report? Things, anything that's praiseworthy, meditate on that and stop giving your past power. Because every time you meditate on these things, I'm asking you to let down. You're empowering them. You're watering them to grow. You're giving them more strength. You're giving them courage to keep destroying you. Destroy your soul. Destroy your future. Destroy your visions. Destroy your destinies. We are walking in wrong callings because we are being guided by the things that shouldn't even guide us in the first place. But God is calling us to let go. I can assure you that your pain is not about the moment. Your pain is about what God is trying to get you into. Your pain is about what God is about to usher you into your future, your purpose, your calling, your potential. That's what your pain is all about. Don't look at your pain and think it ends there. It stops at that. You're learning something through your pain. If you can only trust God. If you can only trust God. I am going to close in a minute. I want us to read the word of God and believe it. Because it is true. If we don't believe it, it will not work for us. If we don't apply it in our lives, we will not know its power. His word says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. If the word of God says that, then I believe fear should not have a place in me. When I feel fear, I should run to God. I should run to my refuge. I should run to my hiding place, because I know in Him I have a sound mind. I have power. I'm an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when you hear, feel fear, run to the One. Run to your help. God is our help. Saints, God is our help. Someone watching me online today, you need to know that God is your help. There is nothing He cannot do for you. There is nothing He cannot do for you. Sometimes we think, you see Apostle J.S. or Reverend Reuben here, and we are like, yeah, but those are pastors. God has anointed them. Of course, that's why they are pastors. Of course, that's why they are standing there. But you too can stand here and save a soul. You too can stand here and speak a word to encourage someone who is discouraged. You too can stand here if you choose to step out in faith, to stand here, and thousands will be saved. Because the word of God says in Ecclesiastes 9:11, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the bold, nor bread to the wise, no riches to men of understanding, no favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Which means the way you walk will determine what you can do. The way I walk will determine what I can do. Because God has not chosen people to be warriors and chosen me to be the opposite. That's not our God. God has created us all equal. We may not be able to do the same things. When we say callings and our life's purposes, it's not about stepping here to preach a word, but you can reach out in your ability to do what you are passionate about. What are you passionate about? Because I've realized that in God, you can discover your life's purpose. If you do not do it, seek the deep of God, you will find your life's purpose. You will find your calling. You will find your passions. You will know your strength. And that is what God requires you to do. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for trusting me to bring your word forth. Lord, I pray that every heart, every mind, every man, every woman, every young person listening to me today has been changed and transformed. Mended. So, Lord, I want to thank you for new beginnings. I want you to believe that is a time of new beginnings. I want you to embrace it. I want you to know that is a time of your healing. It is a time of your restoration. It is a time of newness of your mind, soul, and body. It is a time of dreaming again. It is a time of seeing visions again. It is a time of beginning to believe in yourself again. It is your time to step out and trust God. It is your time to cast everything down and let God steer your will. It is a time to rise. It is a time to rise and impact your church. It is a time to rise and impact your community. It is a time to rise and impact your generation. It is a time to rise and impact your families. It is a time to rise and impact your own relationships. It is a time of new beginnings. Will you believe God with me? Because this is that time. Praise Jesus. It is your time. It is my time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May God richly bless you. May God keep you. May He shine His face upon you and be gracious to you. May you receive His peace today, tomorrow, and forevermore with your children, with your families. May you be made brand new. May you behold brand new from today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.